So I welcome all the devotees for the Sunday feast lecture. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurud Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadankikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripasindhu Bhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. A few weeks back, I was speaking to one very wonderful, exalted Vaishnava, His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu. And we were just discussing about santushti, that is satisfaction in Krishna consciousness. And as we know, Radha Krishna Prabhu is a person who has given his life to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And very amazing points he was coming up with. And then I was contemplating on those points and I thought maybe I can share some of those points as per the words which are spoken by Srila Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today we'll share about santushti or satisfaction in Krishna consciousness. The definition, as per the American English dictionary of satisfaction, the word satisfaction, is the fulfillment or gratification of a desire, need, or appetite. It's a very wonderful definition. Desire, need, or appetite, which is completely fulfilled, that is called as satisfaction. So in our practical life, we see that the whole world right now is revolving around one thing, that is dissatisfaction. In fact, it seems that we all are swimming helplessly in an ocean of dissatisfaction. Everywhere we move around, everywhere we look around, we see in different grades the dissatisfaction around us. So Srila Prabhupada explains that this dissatisfaction brings about questions. Right from the morning when we get up, what time is it? Kya khana banaya hai? Rikshaw wale ko yahan jaoge? Train kitne baje aa rahi hai? Kaun election mein jita? Computer mein, agla game mein, snake on ladder mein, snake kis ko kaise hum jitaye? Movies, abhi aage ke scene mein kya hoga? If you move around and look around, students are asking questions, businessmen are asking questions, share ka bhav kya hai, aaj ka rate kya hai, lawyers always ask question, politicians, they ask questions, legislators in the assemblies, they ask questions, and in the press representative, we see every day, everywhere, the questions are being asked, answers are being sought, and the answers which we get to these questions, they have limited capacity to satisfy, to the limited crowd, to limited time, and limited space. And Srila Prabhupada says in his books, he writes very beautifully, that satisfaction only comes by asking those questions which has answer for everyone, that answer which is complete, and that answer which is eternally true. All other questions and all other answers, because they have got limited capacity, they don't produce the eternal satisfaction which heart hankers. And that is why in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Narad Muni asks the similar question to son of Parashar, Vyasdev. The word which is used here is Parituṣyati. Narad Muni asks Vyasdev, are you satisfied by identifying with the mind and body as object of a self-realization? Because Vyasdev has created a literature, that literature which is connected to body, mind and senses. And hence, the creator of that literature himself is completely dissatisfied. Then just imagine, what to speak of a common population who are living continuously on the platform of body, mind and senses. How could then be any satisfaction? Srila Prabhupada writes, this is a civilization of mind, body and senses. In a computer world, the most common word we use is a .com. Is it not? C-O-M. So this is a civilization of mind and senses. Any object of attention which involves around three levels. One is in the lower level of senses. After being few years in Krishna consciousness, by association of Vaishnavas, by their mercy, we tend to have that understanding, that look out how things move around you. You travel, you work, and a particular sense of vision always develops because of the practice, wonderful, glorious nature of this Krishna consciousness. And then you realize that everything is moving around. You see everything is moving around base level of senses. Anything you see, anything you identify, and you can say, yes, this is on the level of body, or this is on the level of the senses. Somewhere, things do work around on the level of mind. And somewhere, things do work around on the level of higher level of mind. Those spiritualists who are trying to understand Krishna through the mind, through control of the senses, through Ashtanga Yoga, but still, even then, they are not completely happy with, in spite of being on the level of the mind. And this dissatisfaction, which is brought in because of the association of a mind and senses, it brings what we call it as a frustration. Srila Prabhupada writes that a Vaishnava works on the level of intelligence and on the level of a soul. Krishna consciousness is a civilization which works on the level of soul and not on the level of mind and senses. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful explanation, lengthy explanation about what it means to be from the Supreme Lord Himself, His own mouth. Let us share what Lord speaks about satisfaction. In a chapter sent by a Brahmana who was sent by Rukmini Devi, she is in great anxiety. She is about to get married to the person whom she doesn't want to get married. And she has already sent a Brahmana, a very high quality confidential Brahmana, to the Supreme Lord right from Kaundinyapur. He has gone on a chariot in a great hurry to Dwarka. As soon as he reaches Dwarka, Supreme Lord carries him with his own hand, makes him sit on his own asana made of gold, and very humbly, after washing his feet, worshipping him the same way as demigods worship Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Lord asks him a question. O exalted Brahmana, are your religious practices sanctioned by senior authorities? Dharmaste vruddha sammataha. Vruddha means here senior authorities. Sammataha. Are they agreeing to what you are performing your religious activities? Are your those religious activities are proceeding without any great difficulty? Vartate na ati kruchendra. Is your mind, third question, is your mind always satisfied? Krishna is asking, is your mind always satisfied? Not, is your mind satisfied? Are you satisfied? No. Is your mind always satisfied? Santushta manasaha sada, sada. Then Krishna speaks. When a Brahmana is satisfied with whatever comes in his way, santushto yahi varteta brahmano yena kena chita. Whatever comes in his way, a Brahmana is satisfied and does not fall away from his duties, then what happens? Very amazing answer, Krishna himself says. When you are satisfied with whatever comes in your life, and in that situation, when you do not give up your religious practices, which has been sanctioned by your authorities, then those very religious principles, your activities in Krishna consciousness, they become like a kamdhenu, a desire cow. Your every desire of Krishna consciousness gets completely fulfilled. This is the importance of satisfaction and continuing in Krishna consciousness in every situation, whatever we are, we come across because of our past activity. And then Krishna says very beautifully, other side Krishna puts in front of us, for us, an unsatisfied Brahmana wanders restlessly from one planet to other planet. Asantushto sakulokana means planets after planet, an unsatisfied Brahman living entity moves around. Even if he becomes a king of a heaven. Aptoti api Sureshwara. Sureshwara. Sura means demigods. And Ishwara. Sureshwara. Ishwara of the demigods. Even if he becomes an Indra, still, if he is unsatisfied, then that king, that person, will not be happy even in a Swargalok. In newspaper, in our, there are a page, you know, where people who have left their bodies, their date, their time and everything, and then the Swarga, he has reached to the heavenly abode. In Gujarati, Sargaloka Siddhavya, we write. But here, if a person achieves not only Swargalok, but if he has become an Indra of a Swargalok also, if he is not happy and not satisfied, he will not be able to relish the so-called pleasures of Swargalok also. But a satisfied Brahmana, though he may possess nothing, rests peacefully, all his limbs free of distress. Akinchanopi, akinchan, a Brahmana who has nothing, santushtaha shete, rests, shete means rests, sarva angva vijwaraha. Jwara means very high fever, in which all the muscles gets contracted, very, very tight. And I was wondering when I was reading this shloka, why does Lord says, sarva anga vijwara, all the limbs are free of distress. Then I was just thinking, in yogasana, there are 84 lakh asanas. And do you know which is the most difficult asana amongst 84 lakh asanas? The most difficult asana is apparently asana which we all feel is the most easiest. That is Shavasana. Try and practice sometime. I have been trying for the last few months. And when I started, for me, most difficult thing was to relax in Shavasana. Because years and years of training in a particular profession from which I am coming, and everybody comes to the different profession in their life, where you are trained to be tense. You are conditioned to become intensely tense in your life. Whether it's a student, whether it's a teacher, whether it's an air hostess, whether it's a doctor. And so, this intense conditioning comes from the root cause is dissatisfaction. And that's why it took me few weeks to perform a proper Shavasana in which my all four limbs were vijwaraha, without intensity. And hence Krishna writes here that in which when the Brahmana is satisfied, even though he possesses nothing, he rests peacefully and all his limbs are free of distress. Once Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi Devi for walking. And they were talking, and suddenly for no reason, Lord Vishnu started laughing. And Lakshmidevi was surprised. He said, "My Lord, why are you laughing?" He said, no, nothing. "But still, my Lord, tell me, why are you laughing?" He said, "Can you see, Lakshmidevi, these two small insects which are there?" Said, "Yeah, what is so much about them to laugh about? He said, "Just see how much they are struggling, trying to be happy. He is the same soul whom once I positioned him as an Indra of a Swargalok. And he was not happy there in the Swargalok. And still, even as the most insignificant, he has brought him down to the insignificant level of the most small insect. And still, he is not satisfied." But Krishna says in the next shloka, "Vipran swalabha santushtan." A brahmana who is satisfied in whatever lot, their lot, you know, this word is very nice. Swalabha, whatever comes in the life for self-realization. Shridhar Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada writes, swalabha means whatever comes in their life in the process of our road towards self-realization, then that person who is nir ahankarina shanta and bhuta suhrutam means that he is a saintly who is prideless and who is peaceful, who is desiring benefit of all the living entities. Then Lord says, to such a saintly, prideless and peaceful person who is living for the benefit of all living entities, namasya shira sasakruta, I bow my head. Supreme Lord himself is telling here ki those person who are satisfied, who are humble, who are peaceful and who live for the benefit of the all living entities, I bow my head to that personality again and again and again. In the life of Narad Muni, the same sentence, similar word comes. Narad Muni says that because I was tushta manaha, I was satisfied. I was vi madaha, I was humble. And I was vi matsar, I was non-envious. That's why Supreme Lord Sri Hari was happy with me. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a chapters in which the Kali and all the relatives of Kali are explained very different, nice way. Krodha's daughter and all those things. So here, the satisfaction has one sister, what is called as humility, and she has a brother also, what is called as vi matsara, non-enviousness. When a devotee has in his life humility, and along with humility, when the devotee is non-envious, then satisfaction is always found to be in that association. Without humility, without enviousness, non-enviousness, satisfaction we can never achieve in our life. Even if we are in Krishna consciousness for many, many long, long time. Let us go through the story of Bhrigumuni. We all know this story. That once there was a charcha that who is the highest amongst all the gods. Bhrigumuni goes to his father, does not give respect to him, Brahmaji. Brahmaji gets angry, but he is in the mode of passion. He controls his anger in a mind. Here Bhrigumuni performs offense through his action, through his mind. Then he goes to Lord Shiva. He completely does the verbal offense by blaspheming Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, charge of mode of ignorance, runs him after his Trishula. Parvati Devi saves the situation. Then he goes to Lord Vishnu. And here he commits the most heinous act of physically harming Lord Vishnu by hitting him on his chest. And what does Lord Vishnu say? Lord Vishnu, who is transcendental, he says, "O Bhrigumuni, your lotus feet must have been hurt by hitting my hard chest. But I am very, very fortunate today that your feet has touched my heart, my chest, and even more fortunate than me is Lakshmi Devi, who always resides on my chest. You have purified that place, and Lakshmi Devi will be able to stay in this most purified space very, very happily." So this mode of satisfaction also has to come along with to being in the mode of goodness and to be in Krishna consciousness. Satisfying our own senses, satisfying our own mind, satisfying our body leads to frustration, we saw just now. And that's how the material world is moving around. But how do we satisfy Lord? We have written, we have heard that satisfaction comes by satisfying the Lord. But how do we satisfy Lord? Satisfaction of the Lord comes by serving His pure devotee, who is our spiritual master. Serving Guru brings greatest of fortune in a disciple's life. Story of Krishna and Sudama is a very beautiful story. Please go through Srimad Bhagavatam's pages. When Sudama and Krishna go through the difficulties, amazing difficulty for small children, school children, going through to collect their spiritual master, they go to collect samid, that wood for a fire sacrifice. And suddenly sun sets. Extreme cold, extreme rain, no shelter, just holding each other's hand under a tree and trying to see how they can serve their spiritual master. And when Sandipani Muni hears about this so-called ordeal, he blesses them. He says, "Because you have tried to satisfy me, while trying to satisfy me, you have gone through so much of a hard labor. Let the knowledge of all Vedas remain in your hearts forever." That is how we can get satisfied, by trying to serve the pure devotee, pure representative of spiritual master, of Sri Krishna. Here Srila Prabhupada writes that trying to satisfy material senses, even why materialists, even those spiritualists who want to merge with the Lord, there is always an element of moroseness. Word is used, vishanna. They are always morose. But one who is trying to satisfy Supreme Lord through the Guru Parampara, there the word is used as visheshagna. This type of devotees are always, they are happy in their, they are never morose because they are following proper parampara. Devotees do get dissatisfied, even though Supreme Lord Shri Hari is with them. The story of the Pandavas, Arjun was completely morose and dissatisfied just before the war. The reason? That Arjun was not interested in the so-called pleasures of this material world. 12 years of suffering. Imagine, since childhood they have been deprived of the worthy, they were worthy of the entire kingdom. And it's just a question of now few days, the war, Arjuna was confident, he knew. Those who have prepared exams well, they know they are going to clear. No, we have given exams. So when we have prepared nicely, we know we are going to clear the exam. That inner feeling comes. Arjun knew he is going to win this war. But he did not want it, this particular kingdom out of the bloodshed of his own relatives. That was the greatness of Arjun. And just see, after they got the entire kingdom, and still, everything has been achieved. Yudhishthira Maharaj has achieved the kingdom, and still he was dissatisfied because of so much of bloodshed. And that is the time Krishna, Vyasdev, they try to console him. But strange, first time Krishna has not been successful. He could not console Yudhishthira Maharaj. And here Srila Prabhupada very beautifully writes that Lord is a source of satisfaction and dissatisfaction of devotee. The great Krishna who performs the superhuman feasts, here he made Yudhishthir dissatisfied even after he was trying to counsel him. Why? Because Krishna wanted to prove one thing. He wanted to glorify Bhishma Pitama. He wanted to let this world know that Bhishma Pitama was equal, highly advanced Vaishnava and equal in his knowledge. And to glorify Bhishma Pitama, Krishna brings dissatisfaction in the heart of Yudhishthir even after trying to explain him through his words. We know the satisfaction of a winner, is it not? We always see this sign, no? Very, very frequently seen this sign. Everywhere we see this sign. Have you ever seen a person who has been defeated doing like this? No. Is it not? Always there are reasons. Our players did not put their own efforts, or our soldiers were misguided. Everywhere for the defeat, there are reasons. But there is never seen, and we have never seen any joy in a person in who is defeated, who is satisfied with his defeat. And we see in the life of Bhishma Pitama. At the time of his deathbed, when Pandavas come in the best of their dresses, Bhishma Pitama is joyfully, he cannot control the tears in his eyes, because of the joy of a win and the thorn on which now Yudhishthira Maharaj is sitting. And that's why at the time of Bhishma Pitama says that what satisfaction one should have at the time of death, we see in Bhishma Pitama. Generally in the world, there is always morosness at the time of death. Oh, I wish I could have done this. Oh, I wish I could have done this. Only this thing remained. This is the only my thing remained. But Bhishma Pitama says, oh Lord, let this beautiful blue-colored complexion of yours with perspiration, prasved on your forehead, little tiredness because of a war, your hair which are veined because of the air, and the dust of a horse is ornating your hair. One hand is a chariot, another hand is a chabuk. Please this form, let it remain in front of me. I am completely satisfied. Let my feeling, let my willing, all my emotions, let it be ordained in your lotus feet. That is the satisfaction at the time of death. We have seen in the life of Srila Prabhupada. We see those video. In the last video about Srila Prabhupada, somebody asks, Srila Prabhupada, is there any desire? एंड श्रीला प्रभुपाद सेज अब कोई इच्छा नहीं है. एंड देन द लास्ट वर्ड्स विच श्रीला प्रभुपाद स्पीक्स बिफोर ही वाइंड्स अप हिज एक्सटर्नल लीला, ही सेज नॉट अ लीफ मूव्स विदाउट द सैंक्शन ऑफ श्री कृष्ण. दैट इज कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. दिस इज द वर्ड्स, दीज आर द वर्ड्स विच श्रीला प्रभुपाद स्पीक. दिस इज हाउ प्योर डिवोटी लीव्स एक्सटर्नली दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ही लीव्स बिहाइंड द वे टू लीव एंड द वे टू लीव दिस वर्ल्ड. Draupadi, in her life, how much she went through. Disrobing, just now we saw a beautiful dance by Mataji. Very graceful, very emotional dance. She went through so much. Five husband, disrobing, Raj. She was a Samragni. And still she has to go through 12 years of Vanvas. But all along, one thing, always there. Whatever situation comes in the life, she accepts that situation. Even in the scene where Durvasa Muni comes to take prasad, and she has already eaten that whole pot, does not give food after once you have eaten. Amar Patra, na? What it is called as? Akshay Patra. And Krishna comes and says, why are you so much in anxiety? I have no food. And Durvasa Muni with his 10,000 disciples are about to come. What am I going to do? Krishna says, takes one small leaf of a bhaji, puts it in his mouth, and the entire trilok gets completely satisfied. Here Srila Prabhupada very beautifully writes for all of us. He says, a householder must offer food to the Lord in his house every day, every time. And Lord is a mystic, Srila Prabhupada writes. He can satisfy everyone in the family. Not only family, Prabhupada writes, even the guests who are coming, who will honor this prasad in your house, even they will be satisfied. Chanakya Pandit very nicely writes, one should be always satisfied with the earning what you have got, with the food which you get, and with a partner in the life or children whom you have received by the mercy of the Lord. These are the three things a grahastha must be always satisfied with. And he should not be satisfied with the charity which he is performing and the sadhana, devotional service which a person is performing. These are the two things, knowledge. These are the two things with which a person should never ever be satisfied. We have seen so many devotees have left behind legacy of highest satisfaction in their life. We had one very close god brother named Stoka Krishna Prabhu. He was admitted at our hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Young person, just few months back married. Wife is about to deliver a baby. We don't even know whether he will be able to see his wife and his unborn child because he was suffering from a serious, serious disease of a cancer. How many days he will survive? Our only aim was to see to it that he sees his unborn child. And how he was living. His entire room was filled with so many photos decorated with beautiful photographs of Dham, deities, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And whomever will come in his room, he will always smile and happily say, please bless me. And I will think, if anybody in this world has a reasons to complain, it is this person. And here is he who is asking smilingly, please bless me. Once His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj came to his room and he said, Maharaj, please bless me. And Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj in his most unusual style said, take. How many blessings you want? Take. Every blessing you take. That's how to please. That in the most distressful situation, Stoka Krishna Prabhu was most satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Once His Holiness Bhaktititha Swami Maharaj had come from some other country for Ayurvedic treatment in our hospital. And somebody told him in that country that if you want to go for Ayurvedic treatment, you should not eat or drink for 3 days. You should fast. Or minimum water, no food. And he came at our hospital at middle of the night, 12:30. And somebody called me, Giriraj Prabhu, Maharaj has not eaten for 3 days. It's not necessary, fasting. Can you prepare some food? I said, fine, whatever we could make it, we just made it and we rushed back. At least I'm speaking out myself. If I have missed my one meal because of surgeries or some emergency, I know how I eat when the food comes to me. But here, Bhaktititha Swami Maharaj, I was serving him prasad. He was reading book with one hand. And peacefully, quietly, person who is hungry for 3 days, he was relishing prasad as if he has just, he's not missed his single meal. That's how we see satisfaction in great souls. Once somebody asked Bhaktititha Swami Maharaj in the hospital, Maharaj, how do we reciprocate with this gift of Krishna consciousness? How do we express our gratitude in Krishna consciousness to Srila Prabhupada? And Bhaktititha Swami Maharaj very beautifully answered. He said, you should express your gratitude of gift of Krishna consciousness with joy and responsibility. If you only have joy in Krishna consciousness, there are chances that you may lose this wealth, jewel of Krishna consciousness. That's why you should also have an element of responsibility. But if you only have a responsibility in Krishna consciousness and no joy, then there is a possibility that Krishna consciousness may become a burden. There is one very wonderful sannyasi. Because of being in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, we have that fortune of meeting so many great souls. His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj once came to hospital and I asked him, Maharaj, what would you like to have for prasad? And he said, no, nothing, Giriraj. I said, this was unusual. Lunchtime was coming. I said, Maharaj, please tell me, what can I prepare for you? What do you like it? And Maharaj said, Giriraj Prabhu, I eat fruits, roots and berries from jungle. Whatever you cook for me, I'll be happy. Amount of satisfaction. Once devotees asked Maharaj, Maharaj, we are there in Krishna consciousness for so many years, but when everything goes on nicely, peacefully, we maintain our decorum. But when things go not as per our expectation, then we lose our peace, we lose our contentment. How do you deal with this situation? It's very nice to deal with the people because we know them as the devotees, and even if they behave in an appropriate way, we know they are Vaishnavas. But situation when comes in a non palatable way, how do we react? And Maharaj very nicely gave an example that in the place where he used to work many, many decades earlier, life was very difficult and prasadam was scarce. Whole week there used to be hardly any prasad, maybe oats And on Sunday, everybody will wait for the Sunday feast because this is the day when we can eat nicely. An announcement will be there. We need devotees to serve prasad. And everybody will look here and there. And that is the time Maharaj said that I used to serve prasad. Situation was difficult. Whole week you have not eaten. Practically you have not eaten. Because services were such that by the time you come, prasadam is over. And you are waiting whole week to eat. And suddenly you are asked to serve prasad. And he said, every time I will take a bucket and I will start serving prasad, as the time will go, gradually I will see in my heart that I was enjoying more than those devotees who were taking prasad. And he said that in the life when you are faced with an unpalatable situation, to deal with that situation is always to be in a service attitude. To be in the mood of a servant. He said, I always used to take up the attitude of being a servant of that situation. And ultimately, that most difficult situation used to become the most relishable situation. In fact, he said, I was relishing more than who were taking prasad. This is the example we see through the life of great souls. How to remain satisfied in every situation of life. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj once gave a lecture in 1989 to a management students right in this very room. And very nicely Maharaj spoke in that lecture. He said that contentment, it's another word for satisfaction. Contentment in the life depends on motivation behind your action. What is the motivation behind your action? Depending on that, contentment will depend. Other way, whether you are contented or not depends on the motivation behind your action. When your motivation behind your action is selfishness or self-centeredness, very likely that you will be discontented and dissatisfied in the life. But the motivation behind your action is a service to others, then definitely that will reflect in your life as an inner contentment and satisfaction. Also Maharaj once told in Vrindavan that one should hanker for the association of Vaishnavas. Once you get that association of Vaishnavas, you should have gratitude in your heart. And how do you express that gratitude? Is by service attitude. These are the golden pellets, you know, which we can carry in our life to remain always satisfied in our life. There is another chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam on Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. When Vamandev asks for 3 pieces of land, Bali Maharaj rebukes him. Why are you asking for 3 pieces of land? And very beautifully in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vamandev explains that Vishaya Preshta Trilokyam. Even one receives object of sense gratification of entire 3 worlds. But if somebody has not ajit indriyam, a person who is not self-controlled will never be happy. Vamandev says, Tribihi kramer suntushto dvipe napi na puryate. Even if I am not satisfied with this 3-step piece of land, then I will not be satisfied even if I have got an entire dvipa, and even if I have a whole dvipa, I will look forward for the 7 dvipas. That is the mindset Vamandev is exposing of the entire human
race.
You are rushing, 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 and you are in anxiety whether you will be able to catch that train or not. You are struggling and struggling and struggling to get inside the train. I'm speaking about Mira Road. Once you have got inside the train, jam, tam, you tell, "Arey Baba, andar jao, andar jao, andar jao." Many patients come falling off while running from the train. We do see. Sometimes the beam strikes on the head. Somehow you have gone inside and you are struggling and struggling and struggling to enter that in between the two seats. Wow, fan is there, nice. Then you feel, "I wish I can get the fourth seat." And somehow you sit on the half of your base of your body and somehow. Then I wish somebody gets up and I get a third seat and I am comfortable. By the time you get third seat, you start feeling sweating. "I wish I can get a window seat." And by the time window seat comes, time up, get down. This is the story of our life. Somehow, ek ghar Bombay mein chahiye, apna ghar. Chawl mein ek room mil jaye, bas. Toilet, bathroom alag, koi vanda nahi, common. Chawl se sirf one room kitchen chahiye, bas. Toilet, bathroom, apna andar. Bas one bedroom hall kitchen chahiye, bas. Do bedroom hall kitchen chahiye. बस गांव का एक घर अब बना लेता हूं. बस एक अभी एक वीकेंड के लिए कभी बंगलो चाहिए. बस एक लैंड छोटा सा हो खेती के लिए, अपनी खेती का. टाइम अप. होल लाइफ आवर गोज इनटू दिस स्ट्रगल. व्हाट वामनदेव इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हियर टू अस. But the importance of satisfaction, Srila Prabhupada writes, that arther kamer gata na antam. When we go to Pune, there are tunnels, you know, tunnels. Some tunnels are very, very long. And you feel when it will end, and then when you go and you see the small light, wow, now the tunnel is ending. And then you came out of the tunnel. In the tunnel, when you drive, it's risky. You know, there is no light, somebody goes from here, sometimes water, slippery. You have to switch on the blinkers. But, arther kamer gata na antam, Vamandev writes, trishnaya iti na shrutam. Trishna for earth and calm and ambition, that tunnel has no end. In the life, for earth, for kama and ambition. Once you enter in that tunnel, if that you do not have satisfaction, that tunnel is an unending. But at the same time, if you have satisfaction, Srila Prabhupada writes, that can make one fit for the liberation. This very material existence causes discontent, asantosha. This material, the nature of material world is to create discontent for lusty desires and achieving more and more money. And that is why we get repeated birth and death. But whatever has been provided by destiny, if you have satisfaction, we become fit for the liberation. Very nice example here it is given. It is said that in a fire which is raging, if that is a spiritual prowess, then deep satisfaction in Krishna consciousness is like a ghee. When you put the ghee of deep satisfaction in the fire of the Krishna consciousness, spiritual prowess, but this satisfaction, this contentment in this life, it acts as a water. A dissatisfied devotee will not be able to progress in his life, in his Krishna consciousness. Once His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu, very here, he was offering Srila Prabhupada's offering. He said, "Srila Prabhupada, I am happy, contented devotee. Such simple, but such sweet, such exalted offering. He was expressing his gratitude that Srila Prabhupada, you have given me this Krishna consciousness. I am happy, contented devotee. Srila Prabhupada writes that way to happiness is to be fully satisfied to receive that which is absolutely needed. Whole world is searching for happiness, is it not? Everybody wants happiness. But here Srila Prabhupada is giving us in his pages the secret to be happy. Remain fully satisfied. To receive what you are receiving, remain fully satisfied, that which is absolutely needed. If we have this thing, we can definitely remain happy in our Krishna consciousness. We see in the life of Mahatma Vidur, he was a brother of a samrat, and yet he had nothing in his house. Nothing. Practically, he was living in a poverty. Of course, he was a great, exalted Vaishnava. And that is why there is one word in Srimad Bhagavatam, one sentence, shloka, which says that Mahatma Vidur's questions to Maitreya Muni had sadhuvad. Means Mahatma Vidur's every question had no disparity and it was in complete agreement with all the great souls of the universe. This comes when you are satisfied in Krishna consciousness, then your life, your words, they do not create vad or vivad. You see, the Kali is one of the most important characteristics is a quarrel and hypocrisy. When we are contented in Krishna consciousness, then our actions and our words do not create any disparity, and at the same time, it has got an agreement with all the great souls. Once in one of the newspaper, behind the section of a cartoon on a Sunday, I was reading, and there was one caption, cartoon caption, which is the healthiest emotion in human mind. I was interested, and there down it was written, gratitude. Once when we have a gratitude, when we have a abhar vashta for whatever we have received in our life, then by even physical standards also, your mind becomes peaceful. And because your mind is peaceful, your body becomes more at ease and you are less exposed to the diseases. Today in the 21st century, the biggest disease is of mind. Mental diseases is going to be the highest killer of humanity. Not cancer, not diabetes, not AIDS. Even we remain satisfied, even by bodily standard, we can be more healthy. In the end, I would just like to read one shloka from Chaitanya Adilila. Chapter 17, Shloka 30. Please, if you can repeat with me, it will be very nice. Sada nama laibe. Yatha labhete santosha. Yait achara kare. Bhakti dharma posha. One should strictly follow the principles of always chanting the holy name. And one should be satisfied with whatever he gets easily. Such devotional behavior solidly maintains one's devotional service. This is the importance sometimes in Krishna consciousness, after being in many, many years also, this one particular aspect of our life is to remain satisfied, at least I'm speaking about myself, is missing. And this missing aspect of santushti does not come automatically. One has to evolve this quality of santushti by practice, by sadachar. Once one becomes when conscious about discontentment and asantushti in his own life, then we can realize what is lacking. And when, it is like in this shloka, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promised that chant the holy name of the Lord, remain saral, and do not offend any Vaishnavas. I promise that I will take you back home, back to Godhead in this very life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? Any comments? Koi prashna?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. The two prominent vices in the age of Kali are quarrel and hypocrisy, as you mentioned. So where does the hypocritic behavior leads one to a degradation in this very lifetime as well as in the next lifetime?
The hypocrisy, when is exposed, it leads to quarrel. The root of the quarrel is a hypocrisy. And you're trying to defend your hypocrisy, and then you end up in a quarrel. And this quarrel, your mind gets completely preoccupied with this quarrel. There are court cases which are running for generations, the quarrel. So that takes your mind away from our principal goal of remaining Krishna consciousness. One devotee's family members usurped illegally certain aspect of a property, and the devotee asked his spiritual master Gurudev, what should I do? He said, if you can remember your chanting doesn't get affected, then you can fight out this particular case, provided your chanting doesn't get affected. So the hypocrisy and quarrel is prominent in this world, but our prime goal should not be obliterated from in front of our eyes. The problem is that, not the fighting, the problem is that we get so much engrossed in that quarrel that we forget our prime goal. If that is the case, then chanting should be our priority. Then we don't land up in a further life and death cycle of, because that is very precious. This human life is so precious. We don't want to again land up in this repeated cycle of birth and death because of some quarrel and some hypocrisy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. So for those of you, all of us had this wonderful experience. I request devotees to kindly remain seated for just few minutes. Those of us who had this wonderful experience of hearing